right, welcome back in. It is a Thursday. It's the 22nd of July. Big Ten Media Days going on at a pretty important place this year. So it's not in Chicago. It's at the site of the Big Ten Championship game. And it is the site of the National Championship game. Coming up in January, Lucas Oil Stadium is the place to be. Nebraska just got done. Their head coach, Scott Frost, spoke. I was not keeping track, George, how many reporters in the brief time of questions that he took called him coach or called him Scott.
I heard Scott twice. Nobody else said anything. They said their name first.
So a couple of quick takeaways. And he's not going to put a number on the wins. I said one of the questions I would ask is, what will you consider a successful season? Scott did say, without a doubt, this, and I'm quoting this, without a doubt, this is the most excited I've been about our team and most confident. We have to go earn whatever respect we get. Haven't done that so far, which is absolutely right. And there's a phrase in there that you heard his new boss mention last Wednesday when he was announced as the athletic director, earn it. Can't take it for granted. Have to earn it. He also said he liked the character on the team. But acknowledging that, yeah, you haven't done enough. And he said that and then kind of went into what we have talked about for 3 years, what they have to fix, the self-inflicted wounds that give you a poor record in a close game, whether it be turnovers, penalties, errors, special teams. You can't fix those until you identify them and realize that they are the things that are in the way. And all of that thinking and those particular areas have been something that have been said since we flipped the calendar to 21. But this is talking season. Then it'll be go time 5 weeks from this upcoming Saturday. He also was asked about the question, and this will probably be a very popular question when you go to the side sessions and there's more of your local media that are talking to you, is his relationship with Trev Alberts and how that has unfolded in a week. Scott did say he's met with him 4 times. Trev is on this trip. He also said having a Nebraska guy that knows what a unique place Nebraska is and what it means and what it takes. He responded that way. There's another question, and it was asked by a non-Nebraska media member about recruiting in Omaha. Here in the last couple of weeks, two SEC schools and maybe one future SEC school have come into this town and have gotten commitments. Michael Riley Ducker, the tight end from Bellevue West, said yes to Auburn. Deshaun Woods, offensive lineman, Omaha Central, number one player in the state, says yes to Mizzou. Then you have Caden Helms, wide receiver slash tight end for Bellevue West, on Saturday said yes to Oklahoma. It's well known that the Omaha pipeline has been a more of a trickle instead of a free-flowing. And I found it interesting that somebody, and the gentleman that asked the question is from a recruiting website. Normally that would come from a Nebraska media member, but he asked the question, and Scott essentially boiled it down to what we're trying to establish, and winning can cure that. Yes, that's part of it. Players that leave here from this area that are not interested in Nebraska, don't even have Nebraska in their final schools, is they want to go somewhere different. They'd like to experience something else. Maybe they've grown up here and this is all they've known, so they want to go something different. I mean, all this stuff that I'm mentioning is not new. But there's another thing when I ask players, why not stay closer to home? Why not go to Lincoln? Is they're looking for something. Show me something. I want something to convince me that Nebraska is the place for me. Whether it be the way you play, the way you act, the way you win, the way you go to bowl games and you get swag. Kids here in Omaha are interested in Nebraska. They want Nebraska to give them something. They don't want Nebraska to give them the spiel of, hey, we're building this. We're gonna run it back like we did in the 90s. We want you to be a part of it. That doesn't work in this town. Kids want something. They're looking for something. something that convinces them that Nebraska is the place. Winning, style of play, development, playing in bowl games, all of that stuff. So maybe winning can cure your issues with Omaha kids. But then what is going to be our narrative next year when you will have some legacy players in this town, whether Danny Noonan's son, whether Bob Sledge's son, that you're interested in that say yes to Nebraska? You're going to say, oh, Nebraska's back in Omaha. Well, can't take anybody for granted, whether their dad played at your program or not. We've already seen that. But winning can go a ways, but it's also how you win goes a long way in keeping kids interested in this community because they have a lot of opportunities. That's another element of struggling to recruit in the largest city in the state. They have a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of schools that are in this town. There's a lot of attention on Omaha because either players that have prepped in Omaha or at your school or somewhere else, they're doing well, and coaches are like, there's got to be others there. What's going on in a city of a million people? I'm glad for the question. And the guy was rattling off the players that I just rattled off. And of course, Scott can't say anything, but winning can cure. But very confident in this team. There are other things that are going to be said today that we will chat about. Three players. Kevin Warren spoke, announced, and he's very excited that Barry Alvarez essentially will be his right-hand man and taking care of football. That's a good hire. That's a really good hire for Kevin Warren. Will it benefit the rest of the league? Eventually. It will benefit Kevin Warren on the football side right away. All right, coming up next, Jacob Dilla from Hail Varsity. We've got lots to talk about. Do we just go there, George, right away? Do we just get it out of the way?
Get it out of the way.
I think he's handled it well.
I think so, too.
I think I'm monitoring his social media about his son's losing. I think he's okay. Yeah. And now it's a couple of days later. Probably, George, you don't want to bring up the sound of the Milwaukee Bucks parade that's going to start at 11. That would not be good.
Yeah, no.
Plus, we'll get Jacob's thoughts on what he thinks he'll hear and what he has heard so far from Indianapolis. Brett Ciancia from Pick 6 Previews coming up at noon. His preview is out. It is in depth of the Power 5 schools. Brett puts an enormous amount of time into this, and he's very proud of his product. Go to Pick 6 Previews. You will see it. Purchase it. You will not regret it. Brett joins us at noon, and we'll go across the country, and maybe we'll stop off in Norman and Austin. Realignment Madness is back. It's day four of the SEC Media Days. I wonder if Greg Sankey will be asked the question, will horns down in the SEC be a penalty as well? Hour two of the Gary Sharp Show coming up next.